Radio City Sport with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Kick off your personal injury claim right now at hampsonhughes.com. The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook pre-match.
You win a game and you get a little run going, you'll be up there. If you lose a couple of games, you can be right out of it. So the important thing for us is just to maintain our focus, the concentration. You've really got to now start to push coming into the second part of the season. You know, you've got to keep your standards high, and that's not just on the games, that's every day in your training. And thankfully I've got a group of players that are brilliantly focused on maintaining those standards, and we just take that into every game and look to get the points.
Daniel Sturridge returns to start a game for Liverpool for the first time since the derby in November, as if the Reds weren't scoring enough already. But a glance at the attacking momentum on the team sheet today would tell you that Brendan Rodgers has every intention of keeping those big scorelines coming. Suarez and Sturridge from the start, Sterling and Coutinho in great form on the wings, and Gerrard and Henderson in the centre. It just seems to get more and more exciting. Well, John W. Henry is here for the first time in a few months, a man with a reputation for inspiring big things from his sporting investments, and Liverpool are currently on track. Fourth at the start of play tonight. There's games for Spurs, Everton and Manchester United and Chelsea coming on Sunday and Monday. Liverpool with 42 points from 21 games, and they'll have looked at Aston Villa at home and thought they can make it to 45. Now the Reds make one change from the win at Stoke, and that is Steven Gerrard in the centre of the park alongside Jordan Henderson in almost a 4-4-2 formation. Of course, Sturridge coming back into the side, so Simon Mignolet in goal. It's Johnson, Skirtle, Toure and Sissoko, Sterling, Gerrard, Henderson and Coutinho, Suarez and Sturridge up front. And our referee John Moss from Yorkshire quick to get the game underway as soon as the last chords of You'll Never Walk Alone fade out. A 5:30 kickoff. It's perhaps not most fans' favourite time to start a football game.
Yeah, tell it, the power of television, Steve. Yeah, but it's not a bad atmosphere, actually. No, under lights as well, so...
Aston Villa in almost do you remember the Blackburn kits? They've got the white sort of checked squares on the front and back, and Liverpool in all red, of course, and Villa play it back towards their keeper, Brad Guzan.
Yeah, it's a claret, isn't it? It's a claret quartered kit. Not the best kit, you have to say.
Quartered, that's a good description. And they've got the ball on the right-hand side. They succumbed to Arsenal at the beginning of the week. There's Benteke with a header on, and an early opportunity, which is missed. Goodness me. Well, that shows what the power of Benteke can do. And Gabby Bonlahor with his quick pace to be in the right space. And he's going to be really unhappy with himself that he couldn't slot past the keeper, Simon Mignolet. He will not get a better chance in the game than that.
No, well, again, Toure came for the ball when I thought Scale should have done, and then he left a big hole, which Scale didn't tuck in behind him, right? And we're talking about the two defenders.
Other end of the pitch, Suarez hustling and bustling, but the offside flag goes up.
No, it didn't go up, did it? It's given for a foul by Suarez. That was strange, yeah, he come across him. But that was a chance, dear me, I thought. That would have been the quickest goal at Anfield this year against us as well. But big let-off. I thought Mignolet done well, he come out, you know, made the goal smaller for that Bonlahor. But you've got to question the two centre-halves. It was just a long, hopeful ball down the middle. Poor defending, Steve.
The game.
Ball up to Agbonlahor. He helps it on with a neat little flick. It rebounds back off Skirtle. Agbonlahor follows it up into the penalty area. And Skirtle with some decisive action to help defend the ball away. And it comes out to Coutinho on the left-hand side. But it's not just Benteke who started brightly. Gabby Agbonlahor causing a problem for Liverpool. Liverpool on the counter-attack. Henderson puts it into the feet of Suarez. But from behind him, Suarez misses the ball. And it's a Villa throw-in. And I think the instructions from Paul Lambert are go for the throat from the off.
Wow, you've got to give him credit. But it's due. That was a lovely move again from Villa. And there's a great tackle from Skirtle at the edge of the box. And it had to be, Steve.
Coutinho now for Liverpool. Amazing, tricky run. And he's found a wicked little pass out to the right wing for Sterling. Sterling just about retains the ball and goes over the legs of Delph. And it's a free kick for Liverpool in one of those areas.
Yeah, great little trickery. by Sterling, and it's Steve Gerrard arranged this. You know, he took Sterling over right on the edge, near the edge of the 18 yard box, over by the Centurion stand. Steve Gerrard's on it. I don't think he'll shoot from here, but certainly it's one of those areas where you've got to put it along the 6 yard box and get the players on top of it and attacking it. And Steve does it really well, as you know.
I don't think keepers like trying to defend or set up a defence against a ball from this area, particularly when Steven Gerrard is on it. Wide right of the penalty area, right footed, flicks it in. It's a dangerous area. It has to be headed behind by Aston Villa. And it's a corner on the left hand side. Brad Guzan's claiming there was pushing going on in the penalty area.
Hey, well, it's gone off his arm. It's gone off his arm for it. I don't know if there's any intent off it, but I'm sure at the top of his arm when Skirtle was. It's a penalty. The referee didn't see it, Steve. It's a penalty.
Well, I didn't see it.
Oh,
so
it's a penalty all day.
It's
long.
Leandro Bacuna. Wow. Stooped down and it hit his arm.
He's put it out with his arm.
Corner kick.
That one. He got away with that, certainly did.
Villa survive a lucky moment. Liverpool try and follow up with a corner from the left. It's Gerrard who takes it. A header's sent high in towards the floodlights, and now it comes out of the Villa penalty area, but the referee's already blown up for a collision between two players. Both are down on the floor, and it's hard to see who it is. I think it's Kolo Touré.
Touré and...
is that Bakuna?
I think it could be Benteke.
Oh, it's Benteke. Benteke and Touré, and we've got the replays coming onto our monitor now. And Benteke, following the ball, went across the head of Kolo Touré with his left arm, and then both fell to the floor.
Benteke's up. He's all right. It wasn't a clash of heads. I think Torre's shoulder went into his ribs, or his, not his ribs, his waistline. It's a good corner from Steve Gerrard. Two great deliveries from him. They're both okay, so there's no harm done there. But I tell you what, that's a penalty. You've just seen it three times on a television. Stonewall penalty. The referee is in a great area to see it.
On the chest of Sterling. Well, I should say back to Sterling from Sturridge. That. And then across to the left wing for Coutinho. Coutinho then pressing into the edge of the penalty area past Bakuna. He spread it just behind the red shirt, and it means that it's an easy pickup for Wyman, and he lumps one over the top, and Skirtle had to be right on his metal there to connect with the ball. Didn't quite get it away, though. It's still on the attack, Aston Villa. Benteke towards the right-hand side, the penalty area. It's spread to the edge of the box, and that shot is right into the hands of the keeper, Simon Mignolet, and it was Andreas Wyman who took it in the end. And Aston Villa looking ever more dangerous by the minute.
Yeah, we're lucky, very lucky to still be at 0-0, Steve. Really all over the place. Bad play from us all. Coutinho, I was watching him shoot in, you know, and his shooting wasn't good. And I said to you, he doesn't look like, you know, and he started the game off like he's so unsure of himself. You know, he gave the ball away there. It was just straight to the Villa play. But we've won a free kick in the identical area where we should have had a penalty earlier on. Steve Gerrard's on it again. It's more the same.
Kieran Clark giving a yellow card for that.
Can we score against the run of play? Can we?
Gerrard puts the ball down. Exactly the same scenario. Gerrard right-footed, gone far post again. It's too much, too far ahead of Kolo Touré. It's a goal kick for Brad Guzan.
Well, that's a rarity, isn't it, from Stevie G? He got the right trajectory. Just, you know, needed it to be lower, and it went out of play without hitting them.
So Liverpool, slightly different formation maybe, is it? Could almost be 4-2-4 at times if they can get everyone up there.
But
4-4-2 is probably what it
to say is, you know, it's 17 minutes gone. It's been largely defunct, hasn't it?
Well, it's been back to the walls, back to the wall at times. Coutinho, backheel to the left line. Sissoko trying to follow it up with a run down that channel, but El Mohammadi late in his challenge. And Coutinho into the face of John Moss, the referee. And he'll decide in his own action, which is a yellow card for Karim El Mohammadi.
Yeah, it was at a crunching tackle. He made one like that last week against Arsenal, didn't he, early on in the game? And Sissoko's gone past him and he's lunged. And the referee's right, second yellow card of the game.
A little bit of treatment being administered. It was right next to the dugout, so the trainers didn't have to go far to get to Ali Sissoko. Just shakes the legs. bends it once or twice, he's okay. He's got dirt right across his back and right down his shorts now.
Free kick for us, and we've got no one up front. What's going on? What's that all about?
Coutinho takes it towards Sturridge. He's missed it from behind him, headed away by Bertram. Gerrard into the fray and wins the ball. Liverpool on the attack. Sturridge tries a curler, and Liverpool's first shot on goal comes from Daniel Sturridge, who was out wide on the right-hand side. And if you try and imagine that amazing goal he scored at the other end of the field when Suarez scored four that day, it was almost a replica of that on the other end of the pitch, wasn't it? But it went over the top of the crossbar.
It wasn't too far away, you know. It was great vision. Great. The goalie worried for a bit. I think about a foot over the top. But it's worth going for it.
There's Henderson breaking away with the ball, but he's backheeled it for Sissoko. He's under pressure by El Mohammadi. Gets caught in an awkward spot, and the ball breaks across the edge of the penalty area for Benteke. The Villa number 20 then uses Fabian Delph. And it's out onto the left wing where Ryan Bertrand attempts to get past Raheem Sterling, but Sterling's just about stopped him. Ball back down the left line for Villa, and then back into Ashley Westwood. He scooped one into the box. Far wing it goes. El Mohammadi then tries to flick it back down to the feet of Benteke. And it's come off Kolo Touré for a corner kick to Villa.
Another chance for Villa. It's all Villa, isn't it, really? You know, a couple of chances we've had, but it's all them. Their system's overpowering our system today. That's a great ball across. Now he's got him behind Sissoko. Didn't deal with it. And I tell you what, we were a little bit lucky that Touré just seen it last minute. It's the second corner.
Ashley Westwood with the corner. There's only one team asking questions, and it's off the post from Aston Villa. And that time it thundered against the right post from Kieran Clark's header. All on his own. The corner was perfect towards him. And he can't believe that he hasn't scored there. It remains 0-0, but Kieran Clark, the closest in this game.
So lucky. So lucky. Could have been a couple down. Brendan's got to do something, because it's just not, whatever he's employing, he's got to shuffle it round. So we're not getting on the ball, we're not fluent, we're not getting the ball in midfield, we're not passing the ball because of the formation that we've employed tonight.
Sissoko down the wing, combines with Philippe Coutinho. Coutinho on the ball now, pushing the Villa defence back. El Mohammadi trying to cut off his options. Still with Coutinho, plays it back to Henderson. He's spied on the far side, Luis Suarez, and delivered a perfect ball in towards his legs. He's controlled it, played it back for Johnson. Tried to slip it through for Sterling.
Still there.
Villa have seen a man go down. Liverpool continue with Suarez right edge of the area, but he's beaten off the ball, and then the clearance pass out from Villa reaches the halfway line, and Benteke sets one off for Gabby Agbonlahor. He's beaten Touré for pace, but he's out wide on the left. Torre's now back in front of him. Agbonlahor tries to cut it inside him. That was only a matter of time before Villa were going to score. And it's Andreas Weimann who might have just got the last touch there. Slid in and right-footed diverted the first goal of the game in for Aston Villa. And we played 24 minutes and Villa have threatened a goal in every minute of the game so far. Liverpool 0, Aston Villa 1.
Yeah. But we haven't. I don't think we've come back this season when we've gone behind. It's going to take a lot of work here, I tell you. Simply not right, and Villa have got the just rewards. I thought Touré had got him. I thought he got Agbonlahor, and he missed out on the tackle to put it out. He's offside, by the way. The linesman's not got it. Should have been given offside. The linesman's had a nightmare on here. He's had an absolute nightmare. He's a yard offside. It's not give it. It's too late now. But you can't.
John, it's probably no more than Villa deserve.
I was just going to say it's no more than what they deserve, but
very, very slow start from Liverpool this evening. Sturridge now with a pass out to the right-hand side. Liverpool into the Villa half. Coutinho with it and chips it down the right flank. Sterling gets to near the corner flag and holds the ball up. In front of him, Ryan Bertrand. A pass back down that right wing by Sterling has Coutinho now on the run with the ball. Coming square across the edge of the box, but then Henderson takes it from him and feeds it back out to the right wing again. So 1-2 with Sterling and Suarez, and Sterling peppers the hands of the keeper. Guzan with a strong shot, cleared not just yet, but now by Ron Vlaar, and away and up towards the halfway line where Benteke faces up to Martin Skrtel, who slid into him with an early challenge and won the duel of the two. Then Liverpool set a ball off which Sterling will be lucky to stop, and he won't in fact. It's a goal kick for Guzan.
Well, it's a little bit better. Change the system, all of a sudden we've got on the ball a little bit.
Coutinho now on the left-hand side, chips a high ball over the halfway line. Kieran Clark much more attuned to where it's going, gets in front of Sturridge and heads it back into Villa possession. Now Bakuna wraps the ball forward. Agbonlahor holds it up on the right line. Brought into play as El Mohammadi. He's put it down towards the corner flag. Agbonlahor crosses in. Keeper can't do much with that. And he's headed in by Benteke at the far side of the six-yard box. Well, Mignolet got fingers to it, but his fingers only succeeded in tipping it towards the head of Christian Benteke, and he thumped a header into the corner, and it's Liverpool 0, Aston Villa 2. And again, it's probably what this game has been all about.
Well, the goalie has had a nightmare, and Johnson, they've got to talk. There's no communication between the back four, and that shows it's a ball, good ball in. The goalie's come for it, and it's Johnson's ball all day. You just leave him deal with it, and he's took it off Johnson's head, and it's a simple goal for Benteke.
Now, I mentioned to you before the game,
Mignolet's fault, to be fair, you know, but he should have seen what's ahead of him. Now there's a bit of a mountain to climb now, and
what were we talking about before the game? We said if you go a goal down, we're confident you could come back, but well, Liverpool haven't shown it yet, have they?
We say it with our defence, you know, you need to score three goals nearly every game virtually, you know, to
Henderson nutmegs his man on the edge of the Villa box, but defending
now,
by Ashley Westwood, and
now we do need
steers it out of play.
Now we do need a goal before half time.
Paul Lambert, he's very active on the edge of his technical area, and he'll be happy with what he's seeing as another Liverpool attack breaks down in its final third. Liverpool 0, Villa 2. Given away by Henderson. Bakuna gratefully receives halfway line, and then El Mohammadi can't find the pass that will start a Villa attack. Instead, Henderson comes back with the ball. Suarez on the halfway line, chips it forward for Sturridge. Involved with Henderson again. Now Suarez, the whole of Anfield looks at him and expects. He's released it to Coutinho, who fires a shot, and it goes off Kieran Clark and out for a corner kick on the right-hand side of the Villa goal.
Second corner, right before half-time. We need a lifeline. Really do need a lifeline. 2-0 down.
Corner for Liverpool. Gerrard takes it from the right. Outswinger. No. Met by Vlaar's header away. Coutinho tries to keep it in possession, heads it across the box for Suarez, who wraps one goalwards. Out comes Guzan and collects it in front of Daniel Sturridge. Henderson crossfield with his pass towards Raheem Sterling. It's a late attempt at trying to narrow the gap in the game as Sterling pelts forward, all on his own, edge of the penalty area, now gives to Coutinho. Suarez gratefully receives. He might line up a shot at this late stage. Sturridge has broken through! Yes! They found a goal.
Lifeline.
A really late goal in this first half. But Daniel Sturridge has narrowed the deficit. And Liverpool perhaps not deserving of that, but at this stage of the game, they just threw caution to the wind. Liverpool 1, Aston Villa 2. Deep into injury time at the end of this first half.
Yeah, it's
Sturridge
a good move.
Composed to chip it over Brad Guzan.
Great move. Real good move. Sterling, I think, put the final ball in. It was a great back here by Steve Gerrard. Fantastic ball. And it's a great finish. Great finish from Daniel Sturridge. You've seen the goalie come out and he's dinked it over his head. Lovely finish. And it's just what the doctor ordered, isn't it? It really is.
Weimann comes up to the other end. Can't find the cross in from the right side. Hits the legs of Martin Skrtel and bounces out for Torre to Sissoko. Sissoko not quick enough. Even Suarez is telling him, be quicker with your pass to me.
All he has to do is play it into the hole. And he strikes.
Well, 2-1. And you wouldn't have expected Villa to be 2-0 up come injury time
I'm
at
delighted.
The end of the first half. But they probably deserved it.
Yeah.
Liverpool got themselves a little lifeline back, though, with that goal scored by Daniel Sturridge.
I'm delighted at 2-1. It could have been 3-0, 2-0. We got out of jail there to be 2-1 at half-time to give ourselves a chance. But Brendan's got to look at the back four. As a whole, it's just not good enough. We let goals in for fun. But it's the goalie's fault, Sissoko's fault, Johnson, whoever's fault. It's far too easy to score goals against us, Steve. I'm looking at Sissoko, and I'm not making him the scapegoat. But I tell you, if we haven't got a better left back in the youth team or whatever, then I'm dumbfounded. You know, it's so much naivety. But hey, I've got me rant out of the way.
The margins are closed. Well, the manager's got a lot to do at the break. I just wonder to focus on the keeper. Before this game, the manager said keeper's not got any problems in his head. The keeper's definitely going through a little period. And again, we talk about that second goal for Villa there. Yeah. He's going to come for the ball. He's got to get the ball.
It was terrible goalkeeping. It was, you know, he's made the decision, I'm coming to get it, and he's only got fingertips to it, which is indirectly took it off Johnson's head. He would have cleared it anyway. Easy goal for Benteke in the right place at the right time. I think Villa's been brilliant. Aston Villa have been superb. But we've been in the making of the 2-0 when we 2-0 down. We were in our own making. The goals were too easy. I think Torre should have, the first one should have been cut out of play. Okay, he's marginally offside. He's got the benefit of the doubt, which happens. But we didn't deal with that on the right-hand side. Johnson was nowhere to be seen. Second one, the cross shoot has come in, which Sissoko was nowhere near him to try and stop the cross. Great cross, and the goalie's just fumbled. And you're 2-0 down. Other than that, they had three at the post off a corner. They had other chances. They were superb. And then when the manager eventually seen what needed to happen is to keep the three midfield where we get the swamp. Coutinho's gone in there, and then Suarez gone on the left. We started to get into the game for the last 8 minutes. We had a couple of little efforts, and then we got the goal out on. Terrific goal. Great little move, cut through it like butter with the knife going through it, and it's a great finish. And that was the reason, because he changed the system. The 4-2-4 from 4-4-2 system was not working. So when he plays with the two lads up front, one of them is going to have to give us a bit of width, because I think the way we've been playing well and got ourselves into the top four is with that system.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Get a £2,000 cash advance when we accept your claim. Now that's something to feel good about. T's and C's apply.
Welcome back inside Anfield. Substitution that we all expected has just been made. Lucas has been brought on, and Philippe Coutinho has made way at half-time. So the natural holding midfielder put in place. Liverpool maybe with a different feel and formation in the second half. And that first half is So forgettable, isn't it, bar that very late goal from Daniel Sturridge, which has completely changed the perplexion and maybe even feeling about what might happen here. John Aldridge.
I hope so. I'm not surprised there's substitution, you know, Lucas Leiva coming on for Coutinho, isn't it?
Yeah.
And the balance will be what we've been used to playing at home and scoring freely. So my problem, Steve, I can see Villa scoring again. Hopefully Lucas will, you know, sitting in that role, will be able to have a strong hold on it. Stevie will be in a slightly different position now. I hope he's read the riot act to certain players, because it's not good enough, is it?
Lucas forward ball, Gerrard tries to burst through to it, but cutting in front is Ron Vlaar. You see all of a sudden a different Steven Gerrard in terms of the impact he can make further up the field.
Yeah, for those people at home, it's the same back four. Lucas will be sitting. Henderson will do that half-cocked roll that he's done many times. Centre to left side of the midfield. Steve Gerrard then in behind Suarez and alongside Lucas, and then Sturridge. You know, they'll be having to work the left-hand side, one of them. So we've seen it before early on in the season.
Liverpool 1, Aston Villa 2. 2-0 up at one stage till deep into injury time. Sturridge coming to the rescue. His 11th league goal, his 13th goal this season. It's Ben Johnson from the halfway. Tries to put it forward and into the path of the run of Daniel Sturridge, taking no chances, Kieran Clark. And it's out for a throw-in for Liverpool in front of the cop. Taken quickly by Raheem Sterling. Crosses in. Clark heads it across his own penalty area. Picking it out on the far side is Suarez, who tries to chip the keeper. And he's lumped it just a little bit too heavily over the top of Brad Guzan's bar.
Good start. I thought he should have really put his head up. Steve Gerrard made a great run into the box. Sturridge was there. And the cops responded, so that's what the team will need.
Gerrard ball over the top. It'll drop to the feet of Suarez. The keeper's come to him. Suarez goes down. Referee's deciding on a penalty and gives one cop end. Guzan taking out Suarez, who'd burst through clean into the penalty area. And from 2-0 down, Liverpool can now draw level. It's Steven Gerrard who'll take the penalty for the Reds.
Well, he's gone. The goalkeeper's committed himself fully, and it's 50-50 between him and the player. Suarez seemed to get there first, and the goalie's. We couldn't see it from here. He's having a go at Suarez, saying he's died. Now, I don't know. We see it. It's a great ball, Steve Gerrard. It's a great take from Suarez, and yeah, it is a penalty. It is a penalty.
Watch it again, John. Here you go.
Yeah, he's brushed. To be fair to the goalkeeper,
it's there is the contact. Slimmest of contacts.
He's brushed his arm, but it's a big penalty, Stevie. Come on, mate. Come on.
Liverpool have been so far below their level today. Gerrard from the penalty spot.
Yeah!
Oh, to make it 2-2. Steven Gerrard has now scored 13 goals against Aston Villa, more than any other side he's faced. And he was needed today in a game which has been nervy, tense and fidgety. And Liverpool 2-0 down at one moment, and now it's 2-2 after 52 minutes gone.
Well, it's a game in Ireland, it's another game. It's a great penalty, fantastic penalty from Stevie Gerrard.
Skirtle heads it away from his penalty area. Sturridge then tries to get it under control, and he toe-pokes it out to Sterling, who's on the right-hand side. And, of course, if Liverpool were to go on to win this game, you'd say that's the sign of a team that deserves what they get in the league. As Sturridge comes forward, takes the shot, saved by Kuzan.
Better. Well done, Raheem Sterling. Good play.
All the good teams have to go through sticky patches in a league season, and Liverpool certainly today have had made hard work of the job against Aston Villa. But take nothing away from Villa. They played well. Ali Sissoko down the left-hand side nearly tripped over, nearly fell over the grass, but he's played a ball up to the penalty area. Suarez nearly got hold of it, only for Villa to make the clearance ball to the halfway line. Out to the right-hand side, Grant Holt. And then back to Bakuna, chips one over the halfway. And Delph with the header on, and Benteke now in possession for Villa. Gives to Delph. Delph's a long way out, lining it up for himself, takes a shot, and that wasn't far away. From this angle, it looked like it was curling into the far right-hand corner. He turned round past Lucas, lined up a shot, and it was a yard or two wide on the right.
I don't know whether he had the goalkeeper beaten there. I tell you what, I thought that was in from this angle. It was very, very close. It was. He can hit them from here, Delph. Good play from him. He's bent it round. It's just gone past the post, hasn't he?
2-2, penalty on 52 minutes, converted by Steven Gerrard, won by Luis Suarez. And Liverpool start again. Glenn Johnson on the right-hand side, put a ball over the top. It's Suarez, and it's shot saved by the keeper, Brad Guzan. What a way to do your football. Johnson from behind the halfway line, perfect pass to Suarez, who very nearly scored.
Well, great ball, wasn't it? It was a fantastic ball by Johnson. Got in behind Luis Suarez, and just two touches, got on the volley. And
Fabian Delph turns it in the midfield, won by Henderson, though rolled on by Steven Gerrard to Suarez. Suarez finds Sturridge, edge of the penalty area, then Henderson takes the shot. It's a one-handed save by the keeper, Guzan. Sterling follows it up, but his shot doesn't find a way through. Kieran Clarke manages to block it out. Liverpool attempting to come again, but Suarez accused of a foul on the edge of the penalty area.
Great effort from Henderson, a good save. It's just a pity that young Sterling wasn't on his bike going to meet and follow it up early on, and he got there, and his cross-come shot was blocked, wasn't it? But it's good effort by Henderson.
Play on as Sturridge is fouled
lovely
by Delph.
Ball.
Referee
lovely
gives
ball.
Advantage. Suarez ends up with it. Left side of the penalty area, clips one into the box. Kieran Clarke heads away and then turned away on the volley by Silla. Only for Suarez to go down under the challenge from him. And midway inside the Villa half, it's a free kick.
He turned him well there. He's gained the free kick, Suarez, out of nothing. He turned him in, he knows what he's doing. To be fair, it's scorable from here. It's a long, long way. You could do another 5 yards because it's 12, 20, 30, best part of 33 yards central. So he can get it up and over. It's whether he can get the direction with the whip, which we know he can get. I'm sure he'll go close.
Luis Suarez paces out.
It would be an extraordinary goal, wouldn't it, if he scored from here?
The distance from the ball. Legs apart, Gerrard walks away from it. There's one thing running through his mind. Scored some miraculous ones this season. Right foot, he goes for goal!
Oh, thought it was in!
And it went wide left of goal, a yard or two wide left, and it never stopped in terms of pace. He caught it perfectly, and Guzan dived, hoping that it wouldn't go in his net.
Well, you know how near it was. You see in his face. It's got the goalkeepers beaten all the way. The goalie is beaten. The pace, and it's beat the post by about an inch. So close. What a great free kick.
And the referee calls time on it. And at half time, you would have taken a point out of this one. But a point is all it is for Liverpool today. It's a costly couple of points dropped. But Liverpool 2, Aston Villa 2. Okay, John Aldridge, your most ranged man of the match.
Oh, I forgot.
You've got to. Come on.
Let's have a little think.
Wow. It's probably not one of the defensive four.
No.
It's probably not the keeper.
It's an elimination one, isn't it?
It's not the midfield.
No.
Sturridge scored a big goal just before the break.
Probably Sturridge.
I'm not feeding it into your mouth.
Sturridge. You know, Louis was quiet. Bye-bye at his count. Young still done all right. Sturridge got a really good goal. He's as good as anyone out there. That shows you we didn't play well when you're struggling for man of the matches, aren't you? No, the defence was... It's a huge problem. And we've said it, you know, time and time again. But at home, we've got away with it because of Luis Suarez's strengths. But the manager has a major problem because when the big teams come here with that defence, we'll struggle. They're not up to it. They're not good enough. You can point at individuals. There's 40,000 individuals here that will know and can tell you what I'm going to tell you. But certainly it's... I don't want him to go out and get any more loan players. I want him to go out and buy a big defensive type player that can stop us leaking goals, whether it's in front of the back four or it's in the back four. So a leader with qualities, you know, who can communicate and organise. Because we've got no one who can do it. I know we've got people out like Agger and Sacco, whether they come into the equation. Hopefully so, because we need someone. We need to change. The left-back's a problem. It's a major, major problem. I thought Johnson done better second half than what he has done of late. But certainly, you're worried. We've got ourselves into this situation where we've been fantastic, scoring goals aplenty. To waste it, you know, with defensive frailties, you know. And away from home, we got away with it last week. At Everton, we were up and we drew 3-3, we got away with it there. You know, we've got to score lots of goals to score and win games. And good teams don't do that. Top teams don't do that. And it's a problem. And it needs addressing now. You know, going forward, you know, start, even though we didn't play well today, we still got two goals. So you can't blame the strike force, they were starved. Villa, you have to say, I thought Villa were very good today. But we've got better sides coming here. Better size than
that's the problem, isn't it? All the good teams are coming here in the second half
and they'll watch that, they'll analyse that, and they'll know where to hurt Liverpool. And I know as an ex-manager we're out to hurt Liverpool, which I'm not going to say. Everton will come and Everton will have a right go with us, and they've got better players than Aston Villa and a better team. It's a derby. We've got to start getting clean sheets. You know, you can scrap. If we just scrapped that and kept the clean sheet, which we wanted to, with a wonder game, 1-0, scrappy 1-0, scrappy 2-1, whatever, or 2-0, and then you go, yeah, well, that's it. That's what good teams do.
Post-match. It was a good point. I don't think we were anywhere near our level in the first half. And I think you give credit to Aston Villa for that, because I thought they started very, very well. The front two was a real threat for us. And tactically, we had to do something in the game to change it, to try and change some sort of momentum. So, but no, without playing well, you know, have a look at the last week. You know, Stoke away and Aston Villa at home, the same games last season, we get no points from. And this time, we've taken 4 out of 6. So, we weren't great. It was going to be very important that we got something from the game. And we end up, we showed again. Yet again, showed great character to come back.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Want something good up front? Call 236 1222 to start your personal injury claim.